You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
We're back. Sports Day WA for Nutrien Ag Solutions, proudly celebrating 50 years of partnership with Country Football WA and Kia, the Kia EV9, the 2024 Drive Car of the Year. Don't change me out.
Don't change me. Yes, a very good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Sports Day WA. Peter Vlahos with you. As you heard, thanks to Nutrien Ag Solutions, proudly celebrating 50 years of partnership with Country Football WA. And also Toolmart, the complete tool centre, serving WA for over 45 years. Wherever you may be listening, on SEN Track 657 here in Perth or around the state, great to have you on board. And a particular cheerio to everybody listening in the Margaret River region. I know that SEN have got a special gathering down there later this afternoon. In fact, Paul Hazelby's down there, and we'll be broadcasting the run home from 3 through until 5 there from Margaret River. So hello to everyone down there. Great to have you on board here on SEN WA. Well, we are counting down to Derby 58. And we are looking forward to West Coast against Fremantle. It gets underway at 10 minutes past 6. Got a bit of news that we picked up this morning regarding the Fremantle Dockers' number one target for next year. They are going to throw literally the kitchen sink at a West Australian that is currently playing for another AFL club to try and get this individual over here for next season. And I believe they're prepared to offer an extended contract for this player up to around about 5, even more years. Currently, he's around about 26 years of age. All right, let's kick it off as we normally do on a Thursday. Our Round 6 AFL record preview. It's all thanks to Power Every Moment with a Signet Power Bank. And the editor of the AFL record, and it'll be sold around the perimeter of Optus Stadium. And get your edition this week, because it is a Derby edition, the first Derby of 2024. Ash Brown, thanks for your time.
Hello, Pete. Good to be with you once again. And before you go into what's inside, we're channeling the inner West Australian this week in the record. We've got Harley Reid on the cover.
Surprise.
Thought we'd get the locals a bit excited. West Coast home game. They can't get enough of Harley, so we put him on the cover for that game.
It's like following a character. Let me tell you, it's like following a character in one of those soapies, maybe Home and Away, where you've got your favourite character and you just try and follow this character through from one day to the next day. And I reckon it's a bit like that with Harley Reid. There is something about him, I reckon, every day. And no doubt, by you throwing it out and people listening on a Sports Day WA, they may pick up a copy of the record simply to read the Harley Reid column in the AFL record. So very smartly done there, Ash Brown. That's a nice little addition for those people that are coming here to Optus Stadium. They're forecasting a crowd in excess of 55,000, so it's going to be terrific. Looking forward to the Round 6 edition. Of course, you'll examine all 18 teams and find out what's working and what's not, who's flying and who's not. But tell us firstly, you've got a special feature on the latest AFL grade, VFL grade, that shortly will be elevated to legend status at the Australian Football Hall of Fame.
Yes, so Jason Dunstall announced on Monday that he will be going in on June 18 as the latest legend of the Hall of Fame, the 32nd get that honour. Even though we'll have a deeper dive on him in our Hall of Fame edition, it's certainly worth acknowledging this week as well. What a great achievement it is for him to go into the Hall of Fame. It's been an interesting week for the Hawks. It's been the best and worst news for them. The best news, of course, being Dunsell. The worst being the wash-up of a terrible loss to Gold Coast last week that we'll also have to look at in the pages of the magazine.
Just before we move on from Jason Dunstall, you've been involved in the AFL, VFL footy media for a long time, Ashley Brown. Your recollection of Jason Dunstall, he was an incredible, in old terms, full forward, wasn't he?
He was sort of a mix of the old and the new, because he was sort of your standard sort of leader mark full forward, which we don't get as many of these days. And he could take a contested mark, but it wasn't his specialty. But just fantastic on the lead, wonderful hands, wonderful judgment of football brain, and an incredibly reliable kick. You know, he rarely flubbed a kick. He'd get himself in a position to kick a goal. He was legendary for his practice and hours he put into his craft goal kicking at a time when football was still part-time, so he had to do it in the evening after work. But he just mastered pretty much every aspect of the game. So just a super, super player. I watched a lot of him play, and one of my favourite footballers.
It's interesting. I saw him actually on a Fox footy segment during the course of the week, and he was asked who were, in his opinion, the players that made it easier for him. In other words, lace out, they hit him on the chest on the lead. And he mentioned Darren Jarman and, of course, Johnny Platten. He thought those two midfielders in his time were just outstanding. They were, weren't they?
They were. In other words, he did mention Darren Pritchard, particularly out of Waverley on those long wings. Darren Pritchard was a brilliant sort of pacey wingman who'd get the ball and knew how to hit bumps on the chest as well. But, yeah, his chemistry with his teammates up the ground was just was always uncanny.
Yeah, no, well done, Jason Dunstall. A special moment and richly deserved. Of course, there's been plenty of footy news during the course of the week. We've got a premiership player who announced his retirement due to concussion and on medical advice during the course of the week. And also the AFL Players Association head, Paul Marsh, said a few words this week as well.
Yeah, well, he's going to step down for 3 months, have a bit of a break, almost ordered to by the Patrick Dangerfield and the executive of the PA. You know, he's done a fantastic job, 2 CBAs. Of course, we know he's had a bit of a tough time on the personal front. His father, Rod, passed away, I think it was, last year, and really hasn't had time to sort of grieve and just have some me time, I guess. So the PA decided, you know, a lot of your work's been done. There's more to be done, but it could be much later in the year. So he's going to go off for 3 months and have a well-earned sabbatical, I think. So that's a bit of news. Nathan Murphy, of course, the Collingwood player, yet another player to succumb to concussion with the AFL panel ruling that best that he not play anymore. He's taken medical advice to retire as well. We've also had a bit of a look at the AFL explanation. Michael Christian was on with Jared Waitley on SEN earlier in the week explaining why Matt Crouch got a week for a bump, whereas Zach Butters from Port Adelaide did not. So we thought it was worth clarifying that using Chris O's explanation in the pages of the Record this week.
Of course, you've got a special 24-page match day section featuring the return of the selected teams and player lists for each game. I don't think I've ever seen a round so early in the season. Of course, it commences tonight with the Saints taking on the Bulldogs, where it's pretty hard to pick a winner.
It's a brilliant round, isn't it, Pete? I mean, every game could go either way when you look at it. Even a team like the Suns, who play some good footy, they've got a really good record at the Swans. And we uncovered a stat this afternoon. The Swans under John Longmire are 6-14 after a bye. So there's a bit riding for the Swans in what you think otherwise at home is a fairly winnable game for them against the Suns. Northover and Hawthorn rounds out the round. It might be 17-18, but it's a toss of the coin. And die straight to the loser, especially if it's Hawthorn, I suspect. Mm. So every game is a really big one. So it's great viewing right through the weekend.
Who are you leaning towards when it comes to the side that after this round could be the only club with no wins from 6 rounds? Which way are you leaning, the Kangaroos or the Hawks to get the job done in the battle of the cellar dwellers?
Well, it's a hard call. Hawthorn have been pretty wretched, but I just think they might just find a way to get the job done. I think that, you know, North really struggle with their forward line. If Hawthorn can get the forward line semi-organised, I think they might get one or two good players back in the forward line this week. It might just be enough to get them the win. But North won't die wondering in this one. They'll go in there bring good confidence.
Yeah, of course. AFL Fantasy, they've got in their record a five-page kiddie section, and the week according to Swamp also appear in the AFL record. And, of course, it starts tonight, wherever you may be listening, through Western Australia and maybe in the eastern states. West Australians that now live in the eastern states that listen to SENWA. Of course, $6 for the AFL record starts tonight with the Saints and Dogs clash here at there at Marvel Stadium. And then on Saturday night, 6:10, it gets underway Western Standard Time. It is the West Coast Eagles against the Fremantle Dockers. Should be an absolute beauty. Thanks for joining us, Ash, and I'll chat to you again next Thursday as we preview another edition of the great AFL record.
Thanks, Pete. Always great to chat.
Good on you, mate. Thanks for that. 13 past two and the AFL record preview. Thanks to Signet Power Bank. For Aussies living life on the go, Signet phone accessories go the distance, keeping you connected and protected. I'll come back with a bit of that news that I picked up this morning regarding a certain player that the Fremantle Dockers are red hot on. I'll deliver that on the other side of the break when we have a look at the good oil for Cobram Estate premium Australian extra virgin olive oil, and also we'll touch base on other footy news and sports news going around. Also coming up, we'll check in with the Western Force and also with the Perth Glory. So we've got everything covered. An hour of variety here on Sports Day WA.